storm snarls travel for millions.
Epic, epic amounts of snow.
House impeachment invitation.
The White House rejected that offer.
Back to school after deadly shooting.
I have to, like, walk in the same place where two people died.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Snow plows are out from the northwest to the nation's midsection and northeast, trying to clear snow and ice. The timing for holiday travelers couldn't be any worse on highways and at airports. CBS's Don Daler is in Greenfield, Massachusetts, where a foot of snow is on the ground and more is on the way.
Historic snowfall.
Very icy. Sliding around everywhere.
Whiteout conditions.
This is extraordinary.
And sheets of ice and rain on roadways.
You can tell it's winter.
Are hammering the country coast to coast.
Unless you have four-wheel drive, I would be really careful because I think you'll get stuck.
Hundreds of drivers on Interstate 5 near the Oregon-California border were stranded in the snow for 17 hours. But it wasn't just the snow.
We all were, like, scared to death.
At least three tornadoes ripped through Phoenix, pulling massive trees from the ground, tearing roofs off buildings, and causing thousands to lose power.
Such crazy heavy snow, wow.
As the storm barrels northeast...
It'll be sloppy, it'll be messy, so buckle up.
This weather is insane.
Drivers in parts of Massachusetts overnight already face the impacts of the more than 1 foot of snow expected.
And for millions looking to get home from the Thanksgiving holiday, CBS's Chris Van Cleve at Newark Airport says it's been a frustrating struggle.
Airports of particular concern are Boston and Hartford's Bradley, but we know there are going to be delays at all three of New York's major airports. Newark saw some delays stretching past 4 hours yesterday.
Well, now to Washington, where the White House has made the latest move in the impeachment inquiry days ahead of a hearing.
In a letter last night to the House Judiciary Committee, the chief White House counsel said, "We do not intend to participate in your Wednesday hearing because it exacerbates the complete lack of due process and fundamental fairness for the president." Lawmakers on the House Intelligence Committee will get just one day to review a report drafted over the Thanksgiving break. The report summarizes weeks of hearings and depositions and will be sent to the Judiciary Committee tomorrow, just in time for Wednesday's hearing.
And while that House hearing is going on, President Trump will be overseas in London, as we hear from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
As NATO leaders gather here to celebrate the anniversary of their alliance, the issues that drive them apart are at the fore. Britain might be on the cusp of breaking from the rest of Europe with Brexit if Boris Johnson's Conservative Party wins next week's election. Germany is edging closer to having China's Huawei build its new wireless network. Turkey continues angering the NATO partners with its plans to buy a Russian missile defense system. And with the American president urging allies to do and spend more for their own defense, the French leader recently called NATO brain dead. The venerable transatlantic alliance has grown cantankerous at age 70. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, London.
Also in the British capital, CBS's Vicky Barker is live with details on vigils for the attack victims at London Bridge.
Where there is hatred, give love.
In Cambridge, where they studied, and in London, where they died, praise for two young people dedicated to helping Britain's prison inmates and a pledge by London's mayor.
To say that London will never be cowed or intimidated by terrorism.
With elections here just 10 days away, both Prime Minister Boris Johnson and opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn have been accused of using Friday's knife attacks as campaign fodder. Today, though, the two men stood side by side in respectful silence. Steve?
It was a wild scene early Sunday morning in New Orleans. There was gunfire on busy Canal Street near the city's French Quarter. Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson looking for leads.
We had 10 individuals that were struck by this gunfire. Two are now listed in critical condition. There are so many people out who were unable to determine who was actually firing these shots at that time.
It's back to class today at Saugus High School in Southern California for the first time since a teen gunman shot and killed two students 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. 10th grader Mason Harlan.
I don't feel scared because I feel like it's safe, you know. Any measures that the school is going to take, they're going to take them seriously.
The Supreme Court takes up a case today that could expand gun rights. It's a challenge to a New York City rule that sets restrictions on transporting legally owned guns. Federal investigators are beginning work today at the scene of the weekend small plane crash near an airport in Chamberlain, South Dakota. CBS's Tom Hansen at the crash scene says 9 members of an Idaho family were killed.
Prominent businessmen Kirk and Jim Hansen have been identified as 2 of the victims. An emergency official told a local paper the passengers ranged in ages from just 7 all the way up to 81.
3 people on the plane are hospitalized with injuries. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has ended his Democratic presidential campaign. Party leaders in the state have been urging him to run for a Republican-held U.S. Senate seat. President Trump tweeted this morning he's restoring tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Brazil and Argentina. Well, retailers fattened up over the Thanksgiving holiday, according to the experts who track shopping. Today is Cyber Monday, the day for online deals. Vivek Pandya is with Adobe Digital Insights.
We've been really taken aback by BOPIS, or buy online, pick up in store, where we're seeing upwards of 40 to 50% growth.
Well, WWL Radio's Dave Cohen takes us Christmas tree shopping in New Orleans.
Crowds have been huge here at the Big Fat Christmas Tree Company as people look to get in the Christmas mood.
Puts us in the spirit. It's a good tradition to have.
Many of these shoppers get their tree every year during Thanksgiving weekend.
It is a tradition. The boys pick out the Christmas tree.
How do you pick the right Christmas tree?
It's just got to be full around all sides.
Lot owner Danny McMinn says it was a wild weekend, with Friday the single busiest day he's ever seen in light of the much publicized national tree shortage.
The trees will run out a lot quicker this year.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Frozen 2 was red hot at the movies, setting a 5-day Thanksgiving Day holiday record, taking in nearly $133 million. We're hearing from a famous couple's daughter as mom and dad fight the charges against them.
Hi, everybody.
Olivia Jade Giannulli has posted her first YouTube video since her mother and father, actress Lori Loughlin and designer Massimo Giannulli, were snagged in the college admission scandal.
I'm legally not allowed to speak on anything going on right now. A part of me is like, should I come back to YouTube?
Her parents are scheduled to stand trial on charges of paying $500,000 to get Olivia Jade and her sister into USC. Reports say they are no longer enrolled there. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actress Shelley Morrison has died at 83. She's best known for her role as the Salvadoran maid on Will and Grace.
In my country, I was a school teacher.
It was supposed to be a one-off, but led to appearances in 68 episodes of the long-running comedy. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.